Was it in 2005 when you exhibited your photographs, I guess in San Francisco, through the eyes of a muse? Was that the first time you ever showed your pictures to the public at large?
Yes, it was, Jody. I was a little shy and not really sure if I should be doing this. And also, I wasn't really sure how personal and intimate my photographs might appear. And recently, before that, I'd only just rediscovered them because they were in boxes and envelopes, and I hadn't really looked at them because sometimes to look back can be quite painful, and I didn't want to open that particular Pandora's box.
We first saw you in A Hard Day's Night, and you were a model, so you were used to having your photograph taken. When did you start taking pictures of other people?
I started taking them when I was about 18, 19, because when I was a model, I used to hang out with a lot of photographers, and they taught me how to use a camera. So when I had enough money to buy one, I was in the best position to, you know, have proper lessons. And I learned a lot from the photographers. So I really started, late teens.
It's interesting because you say you took lessons, and now, obviously, everyone has a camera. Everyone considers themselves a photographer. But there's an art and skill to it that maybe some folks are missing these days.
Yeah, I think what people are doing these days, which is lovely, they're capturing their moments. And because they are fleeting moments, they capture them. Whereas, you know, for a really great photograph, sometimes it's, you know, a lot of thought has gone into it and the lighting and the time of day to be taking photographs. To me, light is really important and how it plays on the subject.
And is that something that you learned in your lessons in the early days, to work with light?
Yes, it is. And then after my early days of, you know, just playing around, really, I didn't learn that much. I just learned a bit. After that, I then went and had proper lessons in a photographic school. And that's where I learned about light. And I also learned darkroom techniques so I could process and print my own photographs.
You mentioned that so many of your photographs are intimate. Obviously, you were married to George Harrison, married to Eric Clapton at the time you were taking those pictures of them. When you look back on those photographs now, is it difficult? Is it what comes up for you?
I look at them and I just think those two guys were both really beautiful in their individual ways. They were stunningly beautiful. And almost, I mean, they could have been male models, but they were musicians. And I was an irritating person, you know, because I loved photographing them. And occasionally Eric would get seriously pissed off with me, you know, try and grab the camera away, because I just couldn't stop. I became obsessed, you know.
We're talking with Patty Boyd. She'll be at the Paramount, stateside at the Paramount, April 8th. The presentation is called Behind the Lens, and it's Patty Boyd as well as another photographer, Henry Diltz, who'll be sharing their images and stories. You and Henry did a tour like this, Behind the Lens. What, you did about 5 dates last year, was it?
Yeah, we did. We only did about 5, and it was such fun being with Henry. I adore him. He's a great, great photographer. And, he tells his stories. He's very witty and amusing. And then I go on after him and think and hope that I can be as amusing. I'm really telling my, you know, story through photographs. So there aren't all the photographs that I would normally have in an exhibition in a gallery. Because the ones I've chosen, Jody, are sort of, you know, telling a story. So they're there for a reason.
You wrote your book in 2007, 2 years after you decided to share these photographs with the public. Did sharing the photographs for the first time and opening your life in that way kind of lead you to writing the book?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you see, if I hadn't had praise from the exhibition in San Francisco, it gave me a go. You know, I thought, oh, well, maybe I can write a book. I've got something to write about, and I've got photographs as backup. And not just writing from the point of view of, you know, just taking advantage of my old situation of being married to George and Eric. You know, I had some credibility, which was, you know, this really nice exhibition. So because of that exhibition, I felt all right in writing my book.
And Patty's pictures also cover the likes of Keith Richards, Delaney and Bonnie, The Beatles, Cream. But you have a series of landscapes that are just stunning, pictures you've taken in Venezuela, Morocco, South India, Sri Lanka. Do you continue to travel to faraway places and document them through photographs?
Oh, I do. I love nothing more than to travel and to completely different cultures where, you know, I can observe and take photographs. I love it very much.
So have you put everything in order now? Have you gotten everything out of storage and out of boxes and envelopes and got it all straight?
Well, sort of. You know, there's always the odd one that escapes me. I think I discovered a photograph last year and I said, oh my God, this is so exciting. I've got one more to add to my catalogue. And so every so often I think I've seen everything. But then there's always something that's hiding and makes it exciting to discover.